You're with Matt Masters, and this is the Rock and Rhythm Review. For the next 27 minutes and 55 seconds, stay tuned to Indiana's only educational, self-indulgent radio show highlighting the music from 1945 to 1965. I'm not an accredited musicologist, nor hold an advanced degree in music history, but possess a high school education and a childlike enthusiasm for the music popular when my parents fashionably wore horn-rimmed glasses. Rhythm artists Robin Luke, Tommy Rowe, and Bobby V launched careers copying his sound. The Beatles' very namesake was a nod to his group. Elvis Costello and Marshall Crenshaw borrowed his likeness, and Weezer's 1994 aural effigy of him was one of the decade's defining songs. So, who was this ubiquitous touchstone to the last 50 years of music? On the Rock and Rhythm Review, let's honor Buddy Holly and the Crickets. We'll concede Holly's genius, dismiss the well-worn narrative and better-known songs, and instead focus on his country duo beginnings, his pre-fame Nashville sessions, a post-Holly Crickets, and, of course, his hits. We'll also look at the Crickets as a revolving group of West Texas musicians that comprised Holly's inner circle and were crucial to his recording career. Elvis Barnstorm Lubbock, early 1955, and the effect on Buddy and his friend Bob Montgomery was profound, as evidenced on their Down the Line, recorded later that year as by the previously country duo Buddy and Bob, with schoolmates drummer Jerry Allison and bassist Larry Wellborn. Although his recorded legacy with Buddy was brief, Holly would go on to record Bob's future material.
Thoughts on my baby running through my mind. She's waiting for me, I gotta be on time. I gotta roll, 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 roll. Well, a white marks are flying off the road below. Man, I'm really flying. Oh, my baby's waiting, I can't go slow. I gotta roll, 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 I gotta roll, 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 roll. Well, a big policeman pulled alongside me. He said, boy, you ain't quite as fast as me. I showed him a picture of the baby of mine. He said, boy, you gotta roll on down that line. Well, my old car's rolling down the line. I'm sorry, my baby running through my mind. She's waiting for me, you gotta be on time. I gotta roll, 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 roll. I gotta roll, 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 roll. Thoughts on my baby running through my mind. She's waiting for me, I gotta be on time. I gotta roll, 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 roll. I gotta roll, 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 roll. Well, the white marks are fine on the road below. Man, I'm really flying low. My baby's waiting, I can't go slow. I gotta roll, 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 roll. I gotta roll, 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 roll. Well, a big policeman pulled alongside me. He said, boy, you ain't quite as fast as me. I showed him a picture of the baby of mine. He said, boy, you gotta roll on down. Well, my old car's rolling down the line. Thoughts of my baby running through my mind. She's waiting for me, I gotta be on time. I gotta roll, 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 roll. I gotta roll, 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 roll on down the line.
Interested only in him, Decca signed Buddy and cut a dozen songs throughout 1956, known as his Nashville Sessions. Replacing Bob was Sonny Curtis from outside of Lubbock, and replacing Larry was yet another Holly schoolmate, Don Guess. Decca released two 45s in 1956, but a Curtis original was sadly not. Not yet. Rock Around with Ollie V.
Well, we gonna rock to the rhythm and the blues tonight. Rock is everything gonna be high, cause tonight
we gonna rock to the rhythm and the blues.
Well, I got a little gal I call Ollie V, Ollie V, come from Memphis, Memphis, Tennessee, and tonight we gonna rock around with Ollie V, Ollie V.
holler, say she gonna do me right tonight. I'm gonna wet my blues away shoes tonight in the night. We gonna rock and rock now, holler, 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 holler. We gonna rock to the rhythm and the blues tonight. Like I said, we gonna be high, cause tonight we gonna rock to the rhythm and the blues. I'm gonna shout, laugh, holler, and giggle tonight. I'm gonna shake it just a little in the middle of the night. Cause tonight we're gonna rock and roll with our holler, holler, holler. Well, I think Mr. Cop will be tonight. If you try to put a stop to me tonight, cause tonight we're gonna rock and roll with our holler, holler, holler. Well, we're gonna rock to the rhythm and the blues tonight. And I guess everything's gonna be high. Cause tonight we're gonna rock to the rhythm and the blues.
The Nashville sessions served to demonstrate the country establishment's ineptitude at producing rock and roll, or at least Holly's vision of it. Decca's A&R head Paul Cohen did not promote the singles, lost faith in Holly, and simply let his contract expire. But there was a catch. Buddy could not re-record the Nashville Dozen for 5 years. This led to a February 1957 recorded phone call to Cohen to see if he would release the songs to Buddy.
I mean, Decca didn't seem to be doing too much for me, and I thought I might try somewhere else,
you
know?
Well, if they haven't picked up the option, I didn't know anything about it, why then you go ahead and do it with somebody else, but anything that you make for Decca, you can't make for anybody else.
In other words, Decca wouldn't, I mean, I tried my best to cooperate with them, and they wouldn't go along with me on that.
Well, I think they sent out records to everybody, it just didn't happen, that's all.
Well, there wouldn't be any way then that I could...
No, anything that you made for Decca, even if they never released it for 5 years, you can't make it. Any of the songs.
Mm-hmm. Well, that makes me feel sort of bad.
Huh?
That makes me feel a little bit bad.
Why?
I just thought maybe seeing as they weren't doing anything with them that...
Well, they may. You don't know what they're going to do.
Yes, sir, but I mean, the session was, you know, it was called off. I mean, it wasn't released, and it was taken as a bad session.
Well, what session are you talking about, buddy?
Those five songs we cut back in the summer.
They're not, those aren't thrown out. They're just held in the can. They may release those. I don't know what they're liable to do.
Well, I know that you told me, and Mr. Bradley told me, that they would never release those because
well,
they weren't any good.
You still can't make them for 5 years for anybody.
Mm-hmm. Well, okey-doke then. I guess that...
Don't feel bad about it.
Does it? Well, I can't hardly keep from it, Paul, because
well,
I mean, it seems sort of a heck of a way to do it, guy.
They got money tied up in this thing, and they just, they may go ahead and release him. I don't know what that will do. They'll play him over, and maybe they can salvage him.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't record him for any company, but you can record anything else you want to, any other new song.
Well, yes, sir, I knew that, but
yeah.
We thought that some of those was pretty good in there.
We have in the can.
You can't do that.
No.
Well, that...
You haven't made any of these yet, have you? Have you cut them for anybody?
No, sir.
Well, before you do that, let me know. Maybe I can work out some.
Well, we was wanting to just any time now.
Huh?
I mean, we was wanting to cut a master, like you said, on our own and pay for it ourselves and see if we could sell them somebody.
Why don't you let me hear them first?
Sir?
Why don't you let me hear them before you give them to anybody, and I'll tell you what to do.
Well, I mean, I didn't much want to stay with Daddy because they didn't seem to be wanting to push me.
If you want to stay with it, then you're free to go any place you want to.
Problem was, Buddy was lying. He already remade a Nashville throwaway at his new sanctuary, Norm Petty's studio in Clovis, New Mexico, with Allison and Wellborn, as Curtis and Guest departed. The remake led to the bizarre circumstance of Buddy signing with Decca's subsidiaries, Coral and Brunswick, unbeknownst to Decca, which in turn led to the creation of the Crickets name to hide the song's creator from Decca. The ruse didn't last, and once Holly was famous, Decca saw fit to release the 45 Rock Around with Holly V and the original That'll Be the Day, but it was the Clovis remake that went leisurely to number one.
Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. Yes, that'll be the day when you make me cry. You say you're gonna leave, you know it's a lie, 'cause that'll be the day when I die. Well, you give me all your loving and your dirty loving, all your hugs and kisses and your money too. Well, you know you love me, baby, still you tell me maybe that someday, well, I'll be true. Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. Yes, that'll be the day when you make me cry. You say you're gonna leave, you know it's a lie, 'cause that'll be the day when I die. You say you're gonna leave, you know it's a lie, 'cause that'll be the day when I die. Well, when Cupid shot his dart, he shot it at your heart. So if we ever part, then I leave you. You sit and hold me and you tell me boldly that someday, well, I'll be through. Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. Yes, that'll be the day when you make me cry. You say you're gonna leave, you know it's a lie, 'cause that'll be the day when I die. Well, that'll be the day. Ooh, ooh, that'll be the day. Ooh, ooh, that'll be the day. Ooh, ooh, that'll be the day.
Largely because he owned a bass, Joe Maldon replaced an unreliable Wellborn, and fellow Lubbockian guitarist Nicky Sullivan completed the classic Crickets lineup. Petty's studio quickly became a sonic laboratory for Holly and gave him unprecedented freedom to experiment with techniques like overdubbing, such as 1957's Words of Love, in which Holly's voice and guitar are ethereally doubled.
Hold me close and tell me how you feel. Tell me love is real. Words of love you whisper soft and true. Darling, I love you. Let me hear you say the words I want to hear, darling, when you're near. Words of love you whisper soft and true. Darling, I love you.
The There was really only one musical constant for Holly, drummer Jerry Ivan Allison, aka J.I., whose inventiveness propels nearly all of Holly's recordings. Largely written by J.I., the sparse Not Fade Away from 1957 illustrates his ingenuity as J.I. swapped his snare drum for a box. Envisioned as a Latin-tinged tune titled Cindy Lou, J.I.'s girl Peggy Sue eventually became the namesake of Holly's best-known song. J.I.'s inspired paradiddles, Petty's distinct use of echo and on-string miking, embellished Holly's brilliant vocalization that, like That'll Be the Day, also hit the R&B charts in 1957.
Without Peggy, my Peggy Sue. Oh, well, I love you, girlies. I love you, Peggy Sue. Peggy Sue, Peggy Sue. Oh, how my heart yearns for you. Oh, Peggy, my Peggy Sue. Oh, well, I love you, girlies. I love you, Peggy Sue. Peggy Sue, pretty, 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 pretty Peggy Sue. Oh, oh, Peggy, my Peggy Sue. Oh, well, I love you, gal, and I need you, Peggy Sue.
I love you, Peggy Sue, with a love so rare and true. Oh, Peggy, my Peggy Sue. I want you, Peggy Sue. Yes, I need you, Peggy Sue.
I love you, Peggy Sue, with a love so rare and true. Oh, Peggy, my Peggy Sue. Well, I love you, gal, and I want you, Peggy Sue. Well, I love you, gal, and I want you, Peggy Sue.
The legend goes that a cricket loose in the studio inspired Holly to name his band after the Wayward Grillady. Well, it's true. Kind of. A cricket did make its way into the echo chamber and onto the very end of 1957's I'm Gonna Love You Too. However, by that time, these crickets had long been chirping.
Kiss me, yes, you're gonna say you'll love me, cause I'm gonna love you too.
I don't care what you told me, you're gonna say you'll hold me,
yes, you're gonna say you'll love me, cause I'm gonna love you too.
After all, another fella took you, but I still can't overlook you. I'm gonna do my best to hook you. After all he said and done, you're gonna say you've missed me.
Say you'll kiss me, yes, you're gonna say you'll love me, cause I'm gonna love you too.
Love me, cause I'm gonna love you too. You're gonna tell me sweet things, you're gonna make my heart sing,
as you're gonna hear those bells ring, cause I'm gonna love you too.
After all, another fella took you, but I still can't overlook you. I'm gonna do my best to hook you. After all is said and done, you're gonna say you miss me.
You're gonna say you'll kiss me, yes, you're gonna say you'll love me,
cause I'm gonna love you too. I'm gonna love you too. I'm gonna love you too.
For all his innovation and experimentation, Holly could still kick out the jams. In May 1958, guitarist Tommy Alsop replaced a non-synergistic and long-departed Sullivan and continued with Buddy till that fateful tour. It's So Easy proved Alsop was no six-string slouch as Buddy relegated lead.
It's so easy to fall in love. It's so easy to fall in love. Foods. So here I go, breaking all of the rules. It seems so easy.
Seems so easy, seems so easy.
Oh, so doggone easy.
Doggone easy, doggone easy.
It seems so easy.
Seems so easy, seems so easy, seems so easy.
Well, you're concerned, my heart has burned. It's so easy to fall in love. It's so easy to fall in love. Set apart for me, it seems so easy.
Seems so easy, seems so easy.
Oh, so doggone easy.
Doggone easy, doggone easy.
Mm-hmm. It seems so easy.
Seems so easy, seems so easy, seems so easy.
Where you're concerned, my heart has burned. It's so easy to fall in love. It's so easy to fall in love.
Thanks for tuning into this installment of the Rock and Rhythm Review. My special thanks to Jim Walsh and Charles Harden Holly. If you know QWERTY, send your email to wmat@mail.com. Holly's move to New York, subsequent orchestra sessions, and his tragic death failed to silence the Crickets. Sonny Curtis took the reins, and within months of Buddy's 1959 passing, the Crickets and singer Earl Sinks traveled to New York, ironically, to record the original version of a Curtis song later to become a rock classic, I Fought the Law.
Well, breaking the rocks in the hot sun, I fought the law and the law won. I fought the law and the law won. I miss my baby and a good fun. I fought the law and the law won. I fought the law and the law won. I fought the law and the law won.